April 30, 2021 The QFS QFS2020. https://qfs2020.com/theqfs111. The Quantum Financial System Explained. The Quantum Financial System, QFS, is a megalithic financial structure that has been given to mankind by the heavens. I call it a megalith because it stands alone as the most advanced financial system that anyone could imagine. This technology has no peer on the earth at the present time. It is a magnificent system, designed to take on the magnitude of accounting needed to balance every financial transaction in the world in real time. The QFS is housed in the Mega Quantum Consciousness, QC, often called a computer. This quantum conscious is divine consciousness that is being made available for us to use in this third dimension. The tools it brings are too necessary for us usher in the golden age of mankind. The QFS is a ledger accounting system made up of individual accounts. The QFS is only one of many applications already housed in the QC ready to be implemented. The quantum voting system is another example. It was used in the 2020 elections and recorded all votes cast, both legal and illegal. It was one of the tools the Space Force used to gather data for proof of election fraud. It also recorded the name of the people who were responsible for the fraud. Another application is the Love One Society's action plan structures to be used by hundreds of ZIM holders. It will be set up in the QC when we program our RSS internet platform. The quantum internet is already in place and will be activated when the Starlink satellites are turned on. Everyone will have a personal portal to this quantum internet, Qi, using any device now in use to access the internet and without internet providers. It will have its own web browsers that cannot abuse us, like Google, etc. No ads. And, unlike earthbound computers, it cannot be hacked, cannot be infected with viruses, and needs no outside source of power. Another safety feature is your personal connection to the QC. The connection is direct to the quantum computer and does not use a service provider, so there is no way viruses, worms, or any other destructive junk can be downloaded to your computer. This includes artificial intelligence that could penetrate into your computer searching for private information. The QC is a benevolent gatekeeper. Beyond the aspect of the financial system, this quantum computer, QC, has enough storage and capacity to take on every computer function in the world with plenty to spare. It will perform like the cloud to house all of your applications, files, and photos. All other computer storage devices may become obsolete as the QC becomes the premier computer with worldwide applications for anyone to use. Would you expect anything less as we ascend to the higher dimensions? The quantum computer will support us as we move into a fifth dimensional existence. It is in benevolent harmony with the higher realms of creation and stands as a gift from God as the new financial system for the future of mankind until it is replaced with higher technology consistent with the higher realms. This quantum computer stands ready to integrate into a galactic-wide web, GWW, system that will facilitate intergalactic commerce. That system will act as a chain of warehouses located on planets that hold commodities for exchange, making it a galactic internet for commerce using anti-gravity interstellar transporters as fulfillment vehicles. This quantum computer begins our entry into the galactic society that makes Earthlings galactic human beings. I wonder how much it will cost to create the vehicles that will bring us to the age of intergalactic travel and subsequent commerce. We may need the higher redemption rates after all. God always has things in store for us that we may not be aware of until we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us and give us direction. Without this help and left to our own understanding, we might not prepare well for what is to come. Until we become rate conscious for ourselves, it behooves us to ask for the suggested $500,000 rate until we receive to ask for more. God and the Alliance are willing, what about you? A little history. Let's put all this woo-woo stuff aside and find out what the QFS has been doing over the last 3 years or so. It has been very busy. Those involved in using this computer have used it to connect into the archaic central bank computer, S, system. In doing this, it has obtained account information from every bank account in every bank in the world. With this information, the QFS was integrated into the SWIFT transfer system to where each transfer is channeled through the QFS to record transfer data. The QC then completes the transfer to the intended bank account. With this recording ability, every transfer attempt through the SWIFT system and all the data has been recorded and saved. This means that every time money is transferred, the QFS has recorded the account number of where the money came from, who transferred it, when, and the account where it ended up. Each increment of fiat currency, regardless of the national currency used, has been given an electronic digital footprint that it uses to identify every increment of currency within the banking system. With this electronic digital footprint, it can track any increment of currency and can identify it in any bank account anywhere in the system. The QC records all transaction data in its permanent storage center for all time, not just 40 transfers. The QC was created out of time, and was injected into this timeline for use by the Alliance. It has recorded all banking records since banks began to use computers for their accounting system. The knowledge that the QC is penetrating into the central bank computers is not known to any bankers or their IT technicians. Most of the time in the past 3 years, when a banker tried to reroute SWIFT transfer funds to their bank trading account so they can do overnight trading, they found out that the funds had already been transferred into the receiving account within a few moments of the transfer initiation. They could not use the funds for trading, which is the source of 86% of their income. Can you imagine some techie being fired over this because he couldn't do what the boss wanted? It's not his/her fault, they have no clue what takes place. Imagine the frustration of the banker that tries to steal funds and finds law enforcement knocking at the door with a warrant for his/her arrest. Imagine the politician that gets a kickback from a country that receives foreign aid and finds their money has been transferred into an account that will hold the funds for law enforcement to investigate the origins. The QFS knows where the money came from and where it is. Do you suppose that this YQ says we've got it all? Are they stupid? I think so. The transition from the old to the new. The quantum computer is alive and doing its Snoopy thing, but the QFS accounts are not active with funds yet. The new funds are inactive with the gold certificates waiting to be activated in an account. This happens with a transaction. Selling RZM to the alliance is the transaction that activates the certificates. How is the old going to transition to the new QFS? This is a good question. The global currency reset, where all currencies are reset to a PAR value with all other currencies, must take place just prior to the activation of the QFS. The QFS does not adjust for the differences in the present value of currencies, so the GCR must be completed when the QFS is activated. All RV and redemption funds will be placed in the QFS as gold-backed currencies at the time of redemption or exchange. The RV funds are calculated and deposited into QFS accounts as gold-backed currencies using digital gold certificates. The funds will be deposited in the national currency where the redemption takes place. Keep in mind that this global currency reset means the world has reset its currencies to a whole new gold-backed system of finance for the world. There will be no fanfare or public announcement when the QFS is activated. There are those in the financial industry and some in the Intel communities, as well as those who will redeem or exchange, who will know that the QFS has been turned on, but there will be very few tells to the general public that it has been activated and fully functioning. The banks will go through their own transition as they lose major sources of income and become insolvent and go into receivership. But the alliance wants this to be as seamless as possible. The transition will include white hat individuals within the banking system who will continue the functions of a bank with personal access to the QFS, so they can serve the customers. This will be concurrent with the financial services industry taking over the overhead and the payment of salaries to maintain banking services. Obviously, a customer may ask questions as to why their account was not dinged for an overdraft fee, but the teller can just say we don't do that anymore. When the QFS has been activated, there will be no fees for any financial services, no more usury fees on loans, no more theft by bankers, no more delays in transferring funds. It will just be a simple account to account transfer initiated by the parties involved. This will not require any third party CIPS or SWIFT system to be involved. All transfers are within the QFS initiated by the individual account holder without any requirement of someone doing it for them. Without the customer being charged for any bank fees from the past, the customer will just put a smile on their face and walk away wondering how the bank will make money in the future. That will be the question in the minds of many customers. It really is the end of an era of financial manipulation by bankers to make money off money. The QFS is free, secure, and lightning fast. Again, a new financial services industry will take over the financial necessities that were once done by the banks, only it will be free. Larger ZIM holders/ZIM then factors will purchase bank assets and establish this new financial service industries called financial service centers. They will use the present bank buildings and their branches for the centers. This will be a great way to use substantial amounts of one's humanitarian funds. Part 2. No fiat currency or any other form of currency or cash can be deposited into the QFS without going through an exchange process and having a digital gold certificate assigned. Without the gold certificate, the computer will not recognize it as money. The redemption of ZIM creates a transaction where the gold certificates are activated and put into your account, S, in the QFS. No currency is automatically activated in the QFS. When the time comes, each owner of a bank account will access the QFS portal and can exchange their fiat currency in that bank account to the QFS. The QFS already knows if the money is clean, clear, and non-terroristic and will allow the exchange to take place. It will then be assigned the gold certificate and become active for use. The QFS has not been fully activated as of this date, March 13, 21. There have been some currencies downloaded to the QFS for alliance purposes, but the full activation will not occur until the Globacel currency reset is completed. There are other conditions that must be met, but as of this date have not been When they are met, the ZIM redemption and exchange of revalued currencies will take place. The talk about paymasters being paid or any other reported movement of money would only be fiat currencies and not part of the gold-backed QFS currencies. There will be full activation of the QFS when the RV is announced and the protocol for the redemption process is published. Until then, all reports of movement of QFS currency is a figment of someone's mind control led. The Chinese elders have been accumulating gold for hundreds of years. They are gold rich. Some of their gold was loaned to the central banking system so that it could fund the rebuilding of Europe after the many war-torn years from World Wars I and II. BTW, they never returned it but used it to start their financial empire to enslave humanity. This is the central bank banking system. Maybe this is why one of the conditions to use their gold for the QFS is the demise and full disclosure of the central bank banking system before the RV can take place. The elders have caves of hidden gold and are now using it to gold back the currencies in the QFS for every country in the world. It is important to understand that the QFS and the money it is about to release is all brand new currency. It was designed by the alliance to fund the new financial system that will reset all currencies of the world to gold-backed currency. The government leaders of all 209 countries of the world signed this agreement to allow GISRA and this new quantum financial system to be implemented worldwide by the alliance. An electronic, digital, gold certificate will be the vehicle used to back the currency. Each kilo of gold that is stored by the elders has an identifying serial number. That means that each kilo is identified and can be used to back a certain amount of currency. Each increment of currency will be given a digital gold certificate. This digital certificate refers back to the specific kilo of gold bullion that has been set aside and identified to back that specific increment of currency. The gold certificate process is valid for all currencies, regardless of the country of origin. There will be a digital tag to indicate the name of the currency that the certificate belongs to. If you want to transfer, say $100, the QFS will transfer 100 digital certificates. The value of the certificate is always an extension of the kilo of gold bullion that it is assigned to. This saves hauling gold around with us. This is genius. How does this take into consideration the fluctuation of the price of gold? Let's take a look. The price of gold does fluctuate, so at a specific snapshot in time, the price of gold will be frozen for the backing of all currencies. It is important that all currencies are on par value with all other currencies regardless of the country of origin, be it dong, dinar, USD, T, yuan, peso, etc. This is accomplished with the global currency reset. This is to be done by each country, releasing either new currency or adjusting old so that it can be equated to another, yuan to dong, USD to Germany mark, dinar to peso, etc. Once this freezing takes place, each kilo of bullion will be assigned a set of currency increments that it will back. The snapshot in time will effectively freeze in the value of all currencies as long as the QFS is in place. If the price of gold goes up or down, it will not affect the frozen value of one currency against one another, because the value of all currencies will all go up or down together. Keep in mind that this is the only legally valid currency in the entire world. The only game in town. The fluctuation of gold prices can come and go as the commodity market for the price of gold dictates, but the market price for gold will not affect the value of each currency. The underlying effect is that inflation or deflation is eliminated in the market. Price of gold, as a commodity instead of backing a country's currency, will fluctuate within the factors of supply and demand, just like any other commodity. The bottom line is that the value of every currency as compared to another currency will always be the same and will not fluctuate but will rather become stabilized. This is so important for international commerce. This way of gold backing currency eliminates the concept of the gold standard, which is a step in the right direction but will yield to the far superior and the more secure way involved with gold backing currency in the QFS. The thousands of years of hoarding gold as intrinsic value for exchange will simply go away and become a commodity that is used for consumption for things like jewelry or gold plating, etc. With a new gold-backed real money system that cannot be manipulated, we will have a stabilized financial system that works for all of mankind internationally. Be really careful if you hold gold as a hedge against inflation, because without the element of gold as money, the demand for gold will go down, and the market price for gold will once again be a factor of supply and demand. A very large group of gold investors will find, over time, that the high price of gold will be very hard to sustain as the price of gold continually erodes and their nest egg decreases in value. They will see that the commodity needs to be sold so that their funds can be put to work in other more productive areas of the economy. Without hoarding and holding gold as a hedge against inflation, a major factor in the price of gold will have been eliminated. The artificial demand for gold as money will drop and so will the market price. This is the net result of the QFS and the way that currencies will be gold-backed in the QFS. Gold will revert back to being a commodity and not used as money as long as God holds the QFS in place. It is conceivable that the price of gold will go down to where it covers the cost of mining and distribution with a little profit built in. The RV and the redemption funds. All exchanged currencies as well as all ZIM redemption funds will be placed in the accounts they set up in the quantum financial system. Absolutely. None of these funds will be placed in a bank at the redemption appointment. Bank computers cannot be programmed to transfer digital gold certificates. The QFS can and will transplant funds into a bank account as has been explained earlier, so a person can transfer funds to their own bank account. But the desirability will become less and less as the banks go into receivership and their customers' deposits are confiscated to avoid the bank's demise. Which bank can compete with the QFS when the QFS is free, secure, private, and stable? One of the major problems in the transition will be the use of debit cards for merchant purchases. Will Visa or MasterCard be available? We'll see what the alliance comes up with, but there will be a lot of work to be done to change the Visa or MasterCard structure to work with a debit card from the QFS, but it will eventually be done. Merchant fees for Visa and MasterCard or any other card will be eliminated, so changes will be coming. A major cost for credit card companies is stolen cards and fraud. The QFS eliminates all of these fraudulent activities, including identity theft. The QFS security system will ensure our financial security as long as we use money for the exchange of goods and services. Introducing financial service centers. The future of the new financial service industry. There is a need that the banking system has provided for all of society that cannot be eliminated within the new quantum financial system. The financial system is the glue that holds society together as we go about our commerce with one another. It is essential. As long as money is used to exchange goods and services, it is a service that must continue in some form, hopefully, better. Positioning ourselves to perform this service is essential. As the ZIM benefactors begin their humanitarian activities, a new financial service industry will need to be created out of the demise of the banks. It is a major facet of society that few ZIM benefactors have given any thought to. The financial services industry is just as important as putting food on the table and a roof over the heads of humanity if society is to be successful. Again, it is the glue or mortar that keeps the bricks of society together. With the lack of any profits in the QFS structure, it will fall upon ZIM benefactors with large sums of money to rescue the banking structure and create a new financial service industry called financial service centers. We can do this by purchasing the assets of the banking industry and turning the whole structure, as it presently exists, into financial service centers. The real estate is there, the employees are there, and the customers are there waiting to be served. If we as a group of ZIM benefactors, who have the ability to find great people who want to continue to be of service, we can purchase the assets including the branches, and pay for the entire structure without a profit incentive. So which one of us ZIM holders will settle for $12 million? Dollars to redeem a 100T ZIM note? Only the uninformed that listens to the deep state gurus. Present employees with upper management, middle management, right down to the tellers, can be put on very high paying salaries supplied by the revenue sharing solution structure. They will receive employment contract shares for their work as well as the individual shareholder program. Each existing bank can be purchased by ZIM benefactors, and depending on the timing, we can turn it all around from a sector in society that is in decline to one that is alive and well and serving the needs of the people. Consumers will always need loans for cars, homes, etc., and may need help with learning how to use the QFS for their own personal financial needs. All of this can be supplied by turning the banking structure into financial service centers, a place where their questions can be answered. By customer permission, tellers will have access to their accounts in the QFS and can help with getting cash, etc., as well as depositing checks into the QFS from their jobs, if they are not on employment contracts from the RSS program. For those people who are associated with the Love One Society programs, it is not hard to see some major opportunities to serve our communities with many benefits for the basic structure in society, the family. We've got a lot of work to do to implement this new QFS in society. The QFS is our tool to do the work we came here to do. Our job will be to position ourselves to serve in many capacities that we perhaps have not thought about before. The Spirit will assist us as we ask for and receive our divine guidance in using our funds in service to our brothers and sisters in the family of God. We are here to change how the world works, not just to help the poor. Blessings to all, and to all, be a blessing. Questions. Is the divine consciousness the reason that the alliance interviewer at the appointment knows who we are? How does the gold in the QFS back the currencies? Digital gold. Certificates. What replaces the banks in the new financial services industry? Does the price of gold affect the value of the gold-backed currencies? How will old fiat currencies be exchanged into the QFS? Who ultimately controls the quantum conscious? God.